Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of eLaborate Topics. I'm your host for today's show, Stephanie Whitehead. For those of you tuning in for the first time, I'm your podcasting laboratory leader and co-host for the eLaborate Topics podcast. eLaborate Topics is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-hosts, Tywana Wilson and Mona Small, bring you topics related to the laboratory and leadership that help our listeners excel inside and outside the laboratory. And today we have a very exciting and special show, so let's get right into it. I'm joined by a very special guest, Ms. Maria Roussakis. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into our conversation, Maria, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your laboratory journey?
So, hi, my name is Maria Roussakis, as she said, and I am a medical laboratory technologist working in Canada. So my laboratory journey really began when I graduated from my bachelor's degree in 2016. I graduated from University of Ontario Institute of Technology and then went on to work in a various clinical settings, such as community hospitals, in which I served in a multidisciplinary role performing laboratory testing, as well as doing phlebotomy and ECGs, as well as moving on to another core laboratory at another community hospital in the Toronto area. And then recently, over the last year, I'll be celebrating my one-year anniversary next week or so. And then recently, over the last year, I began in a role at McMaster University in the platelet immunology laboratory, in which I perform specialized testing in that field. So also another fun thing about me is over the past few years, I have been pursuing a Master's of Science in Health Science Education at McMaster University, and I graduated last fall from this program, so it was really exciting experience for me as I'm very interested in this field of health science education and wanted to learn more about it. And also, in my medical laboratory experience, I've volunteered with various laboratory organizations, such as the Canadian Society for Medical Laboratory Science, Medical Laboratory Professionals Association of Ontario, and the American Association of Blood Bankers. So again, thank you so much for having me here today.
So just fun fact, what's your favorite part of being a laboratory professional?
So one of the things I enjoy the most about being a med lab professional is being able to observe the microscopic processes of the body and then relating them back to disease states. So I just find it, like, really amazing, and also it's kind of a bit frightening how we as laboratory professionals, we can see the inner workings of patients with their disease state even before a physician has any really clue about a patient's diagnosis. So it just shows the strong role that we laboratory professionals have in the healthcare system.
Do you have a favorite area or favorite discipline?
So working in the core laboratory, thankfully, I've been able to be exposed to different areas, but I do have two main favorites, and these are blood bank and hematology. And I really enjoy these two, and I find they also work really well hand-in-hand with each other. So not just one favorite, but really top two.
Blood bank was my favorite also. So we'll get into your social media chat, which is the main reason I was so interested in interviewing you. You have a chat room, a Twitter chat called hashtag MetLabChat. So tell our listeners about your Twitter chat.
Yes. So as you said, MetLabChat is a Twitter chat. So this chat was started over a year ago, in the fall of 2019. And this was, so this is a medical laboratory related discussion where topics are discussed over the Twitter community. So basically, four questions are asked throughout a one-hour time period. And these discussions, sometimes collaborations occur with other professionals on topics for these discussions, especially when there are topics that I'm not as knowledgeable about. So I try to seek others who are more knowledgeable. And, yeah, it's been a really great initiative. And having these chats occur have led to some really great discussions.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. I mean, it sounds like it has a pretty wide reach. So what was the motivation behind you creating that? Did it just, like, pop in your head one day, or you just said, I want to create a forum or a chat? What was the motivation behind you making this come to life?
So it's a really interesting story, and I remember it still to this day. So really the first MedLab chat, again, began back in fall of 2019, and it really just started off as a conversation between myself and a fellow laboratory professional, actually a friend I made through Twitter, so a Dr. Constantine Kanakis, who's also a laboratory professional, worked as a medical laboratory scientist as well. So we were discussing the differences in the medical laboratory titles between Canada and the U.S., where he has lived and worked. And I was just talking and commenting to him about how confusing it was. You know, MLT in Canada meant something different in the U.S., the MLS title in the U.S., MT title, MLAs in Canada. You know, I was just really confused and just talking to him about it. And I had suggested maybe let's organize a Twitter chat about this topic, because I had seen similar chats done before on the platform. This is when we collaborated on the creation of questions and organized a time to host the first ever MedLab chat.
So how far have you noticed that it, like, how big is it? How far has it reached? Is it international? I know you said that you're based in Canada. Obviously, I'm in the United States, and I've heard about it. So talk about some of the reach or some of the people that you've been able to meet.
Yes, so it has been very interesting to see the reach that this MedLab chat has had in the medical laboratory community, especially internationally, because Twitter is a great platform, and you can reach a wide range of people from all over the globe. So from these MedLab chats, I have seen professionals engage from other countries, such as the U.S., as you mentioned, as well as the U.K. We have people signing in from countries in Africa, from Europe, Australia sometimes. There's been a lot of diversity in the engagement, which is really great to see. And also, this has led to collaborations with certain professionals from international medical laboratory professionals, and that's from other areas of the world, collaborating on different topics of interest. For example, when I did a discussion on artificial intelligence in the medical laboratory, there were two collaborators from Ireland. One was a laboratory manager, and there was another professional who is a specialist in artificial intelligence. So it's really great to have those collaborations as well from an international view.
So that sounds really interesting. So you mentioned that artificial intelligence was one of the discussions you guys had. What are some of the hot topics that have really caused a lot of discussion on your chat?
So one of the most memorable, I think, over the past year was the MedLab chat that occurred during December of this past year. And this discussion was kind of not a typical discussion like I've normally had, but more of a reflection over the last year with the pandemic and discussing challenges, important lessons learned, accomplishments, and the goals for the next year with 2021. And this discussion had a lot of engagement. A lot of people participated and were very open about discussing the challenges they had, either professionally and personally. But there was also a lot of celebration of accomplishments from others as a group. And that's what I really enjoy seeing on this type of social media platform, is people coming together, especially during these challenging times that we've had, is, you know, you may not necessarily see these people in real life, but there's sort of a community of medical laboratory professionals who really are there to support each other, because we understand we all go through similar struggles professionally and have these shared experiences.
You know, I've heard a lot of my colleagues say that the laboratory professional connection and reach and presence on Twitter is really starting to grow even more than on Instagram or on some of the other platforms. So I want to ask you, for somebody like me who still, you know, misses MySpace from back in the day, and now there's all these other new platforms like Beagle and Clubhouse that just makes me cringe. I can't even imagine having another app. How has the power of social media helped to evolve and enhance the way you think laboratory professionals can have a voice and then advocate for our profession and, like you said, support each other?
Yeah, so I find social media and Twitter, especially with this chat, has served many benefits in increasing awareness of the clinical laboratory, which is really an area of healthcare that we all know as medical laboratory professionals is often forgotten or misunderstood. But with social media and in all different formats and platforms, it can be used in many different ways to kind of break down the type of work we do in a more easily understood manner, something that, you know, could be through just a regular post or maybe even a meme, a viral video, articles, whatever it is. And it can go out to the general public and they can educate themselves more about this area. So through these different articles or posts, it has translated to those who are in the profession being more vocal and becoming social media ambassadors, like I consider myself one. And, yeah, they decide to discuss their work in this way that is just maybe more easy to understand, or they're more available for questions. So also in discussing the work they do from social media professionals, medical laboratory professionals, social media has also been used to discuss issues surrounding the profession. So as we have seen with this pandemic, articles have come up and been shared over social media about shortages of laboratory professionals and how this has impacted COVID-19 testing, regarding turnaround time, et cetera. So I think this has really helped with advocacy of the profession, and more people are becoming aware of the challenges that have faced laboratory testing even before the pandemic occurred, and how it's just even more increased and heightened with this increase of laboratory testing due to the SARS-CoV virus.
And if there are any listeners out there that are laboratory professionals and they have social media but they haven't taken the opportunity to utilize their Facebook or their Instagram or their Twitter account to connect with other laboratory professionals, what advice would you give them? Like, why do you think it's important for laboratory professionals to stay connected, to use social media to network, to use platforms like yours to share their ideas and thoughts?
I think social media is really great in for connecting and growing a network of medical laboratory professionals. As we've discussed, this is, you know, you build a community of people that, and especially even in a global sense, like we've discussed. So you have networking in the sense of, you know, learning about new opportunities and areas, but also having a sense of friendship and kinship amongst each other is really great, especially in a time when we can feel so isolated with each other. And also in terms of sharing knowledge, I feel there's just so much that we can learn regarding the differences and perhaps maybe different certain practices within the laboratory. And whenever we do have a network of professionals in our vicinity, these discussions can occur, and maybe even advice can be sought out whenever needed. For example, if someone's new to the field and they're unsure about something, maybe they can ask those professionals in their network for some advice or for some clarification and see, you know, if there's differences at different clinical institutions about practices and why that is. So, yeah.
So you mentioned, and it's very interesting, you mentioned just advice and clarification. And so earlier when you touched on your platform being helpful, especially during like COVID-19 and allowing the technologists to connect during COVID-19, what are some of the discussions and conversations that the platform has helped to facilitate around, you know, issues or support dealing with COVID-19? Because like you said, this is a time where technologists can feel very isolated. We're not going to conferences. We're not going, well, previously we weren't going out on as many CAP inspections. Now CAP inspections and other inspections are mainly virtual with an element of on-site, but a smaller team. So people can really feel like they're not getting that connection that we used to get as peers and technologists.
Yeah, so the discussion I had at the end of last year, I think that was kind of one of my most one of the discussions I had that was centered around COVID. In terms of a discussion about, you know, the difficulties about the pandemic and the difficulties professionally that we've all faced and personally. And so that was a great discussion with reflection on the past year. But another COVID-19-centered discussion I had, maybe not directly, more so indirectly I've had, was a MedLab chat I had last year in the spring about mental health. And I think discussion of mental health is a very timely topic, especially during the age of a pandemic, because there has just been an increase of discussion and awareness surrounding the topic, especially considering so many people have been going through struggles. And it's the time that we just need to be more compassionate towards each other and more understanding. And when we have these discussions, I think that just facilitates that understanding amongst each other.
I think that's great. That's amazing because, like we said, and like so many people who have had similar conversations have said, that it's just a very tough time. You don't know what people are going through in their home life. The stresses of people's home lives have changed and possibly accelerated due to the pandemic. And so I think it's just a time for us all to kind of connect, be kind to each other, have a little bit of grace and compassion and empathy, because you don't know what anybody's going through. And I think that's why chats like these are very important and really timely. So congratulations on implementing this and kind of spearheading this and being a social ambassador, as you mentioned. But speaking of being a social ambassador, it's not just its chat. You also have a website called My Kind of Science, and you've done several blogs on this website throughout your career. And so I also think your website is very interesting. So tell the listeners about your other media work, your blogs and your website, et cetera.
Yes, so, interestingly, I started this website back in my undergraduate studies, and I really created it for a discussion on various topics of science because I just wanted an outlet where I could discuss not just the scientific topic as is, but also wanted a social aspect to the science topic, and was really inspired by books regarding, you know, feminism and science, and also like race studies and science. But the blog really evolved over the years, as you know we all do, and has featured a different, maybe kind of interview style blogs along the way. Most recently, I started a series called Global Laboratorian, and that has been a blog where I've showcased different laboratory professionals and the work they do and how someone could practice in that role. So for myself, I really like looking at different topics, and they're all relating to science, and more so over the years, medical laboratory science. But it's been a really great outlet to have this blog and contribute to it these various topics that I'm interested in. And then outside of the blog, I've also tried to have other kind of media work, such as like some interviews. Over the past year, I have had an interview describing my experience as a medical laboratory technologist during the pandemic. So about a year ago, I did one interview with Huffington Post Canada, so where I discussed the impact of the pandemic on laboratories. So this post interviewed different healthcare professionals and their views on the pandemic when it was still very young in its infancy. But I discussed my experience as working in a very short-staffed laboratory with half my staff members. My colleagues were quarantined due to exposure of the virus from a colleague, so that was a very stressful experience, and to think it was only just a year ago I was going through that. And then I've also been contributing to other articles on other websites. So an example of this was the website Healthy Debate, in which I was asked to do a contribution to their Faces of COVID-19 series. So I talked about all the recollection that medical laboratory professionals have gotten during the pandemic, which, to be honest, is much long overdue. But, yeah, so it's been really great to also contribute to these other, the Huffington Post and these other websites as well as my own. So that's been a really great experience.
So, to me, you know, as a laboratory scientist working the bench and working the front lines, you're also doing a lot outside of the laboratory. I mean, all of your work in social media, all of these websites that you're connecting with, all of these interviews that you're doing. So congratulations on that, on using your degree and your certification as a platform to continue to educate people internationally. But it's just not social media work. You're also really involved, from my understanding, in professional organizations. So why don't you talk a little bit about your involvement, particularly with the AABB, and how also being involved with professional organizations has helped you throughout your career?
Yeah, so I mean, my involvement with AABB, it's really interesting that we discussed me being involved with AABB as well as the social media discussion, because it was really due to social media that I became familiar with the work of AABB and decided to become a member. And this was back in summer of 2019, so not that long at all. But it was really great in advertising the work that they do. And as well, after I decided to become a member, that fall I attended the conference, AABB conference in San Antonio, Texas. And it was such a great experience. Like, I came to that conference knowing no one, and I developed so many great friendships, and I met so many people, and I learned so much. And it wouldn't have happened if I didn't learn about, you know, all the work, and I wasn't inspired to join this organization through social media. So since being involved with AABB, I've been involved in different initiatives, such as their PP program and the Journal Club, which is really great. And I also, last year during Lab Week, I was asked to take part in an Instagram takeover of AABB's page on Instagram, which is really interesting because, you know, just having a different platform to do social media work on was really great. And just working with the social media coordinator. And so through that week, I had posts in which I discussed the different types of testing I perform in the laboratory. And also I had these Instagram stories in which I discussed my medical laboratory career journey, and it was just a really great and fun experience. And to interact with these other professionals on AABB's page, so a totally different platform than Twitter, and just being involved with this organization just has helped me expand my knowledge, whether it be from the conference or the different virtual learning sessions they have each month. And being a part of this organization has also helped me with networking within the community of laboratory professionals, and like as attending the conference, but even so, being a part of the Journal Club and, being a moderator of that. And, I was one of the moderators of the first, virtual Journal Club we had over Twitter with AABB. And just being able to discuss topics with other professionals in the U.S. and abroad was really great.
So you've already done so much with your career as a laboratory professional. What do you think is next for you? What do you aspire to do in the future? What do you see your career going?
I'm not too certain what is next for me. I don't, I'm open to a lot, so I don't have a clear idea, but I do hope to do more presentations to others, particularly in laboratory conferences or related topics about the clinical laboratory. So I hope to do presentations discussing that in the near future. I would also like to perhaps start doing lecture presentations since I work in a specialized area of the laboratory. It'd be really great to share that knowledge with other people, and especially considering I am very interested in educational aspects of the laboratory, I would definitely be willing to contribute to that as well.
That's awesome. And it sounds like you've got, whatever you decide to do, like a great head on your shoulders, so a really bright future in this field for yourself moving forward. So, Maria, sometimes I like to ask my guests like a fun fact question. So I have one for you. And the fun fact question of today's episode is, if a book were written about you, what would the title be and what would be written on the back of the book, like the back of the book summary?
So I really love this question. And so if there was a book written about me, I think it should be called Open Your Own Door. So we all know the saying of when opportunity knocks. But instead of waiting for opportunity to knock first, you can just open your own door and create the opportunities for yourself to flourish. Like, we all live in a world where we have the tools and we can access the knowledge to success and create successful professional lives for ourselves. And we can use these tools and knowledge to create the ideal opportunities for ourselves instead of waiting for these opportunities to come to us. So that's what I would think a book title would be.
I like that book title. You should write it. You should write a book called that.
Maybe I will.
So outside of the Elaborate Topics podcast, how can our listeners reach out to you, connect with you, and learn more about what you do? I'm sure after this podcast, people will want to connect with you and, you know, continue to learn more about you and some of the things you're doing.
Yeah, so to learn more about me and to stay connected to me, so you can follow my blogs on my website, which is mykindofscience.com. As well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram with the handle at MedLabMaria.
Cool. Well, thank you for being my guest today, Maria. I really enjoyed our conversation, and best of luck to you and all of the things that you're doing on social media and outside of social media in the laboratory community. Thank you to our listening audience for tuning into the show today with our special guest, Maria, as she shared her Twitter chat, MetLab chat, and all of the other things that she's doing. She's been a great example of how to use your laboratory profession and your laboratory field to connect with others and to be an entrepreneur in things that we can do to help each other. Be sure to check out this monthly chat to engage with other laboratory professionals about discussions that are important to us. If you like what you heard today and want to listen to our previous episodes, please subscribe to our show at directimpactbroadcasting.com. Remember to send us an email at elaboratetopics@directbroadcasting.com to learn more about this topic and others, or just to be a guest on the show. You can follow me at Stephanie Y. Whitehead at Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or any of our social medias. Tune in next week to hear another amazing episode of Elaborate Topics, and until then, have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.